ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Two children remain missing after flooding in Pennsylvania. Crews in Bucks County are looking for a two-year-old and her nine-month-old brother. The children are from Charleston and were visiting family when they got caught in a flash flood Saturday. House Democrats announced a new attempt to censure embattled New York Congressman George Santos.
The censure resolution is being spearheaded by New York lawmakers Dan Goldman and Richie Torres, who said a House Republican assured them that Santos would be held accountable within 60 days. That's now come and gone.
After 7 months of delay by the House Republicans, doing nothing is no longer an option.
Torres calling Santos
a complete charlatan who has lied his way to the United States Congress.
A censure vote requires only a simple majority. That means only a few Republicans would need to cross party lines for the measure to pass. Dave Packer, ABC News.
President Biden will have a bilateral meeting with Israel's president Tuesday as Israel celebrates 75 years. This is ABC News. Southern Europe is bracing for a massive heat wave. ABC's Inez de la Cotera is at the foreign desk.
Record temperatures are expected across Europe this week. The heat in Greece reaching close to 104 degrees, with the famed Acropolis in Athens shutting down during the hottest hours to protect tourists. The European Space Agency says Italy, Spain, France, Germany, and Poland may all face extreme heat, prompting fears those countries may be at greater risk of wildfires. Inez de la Cotera, ABC News, at the foreign desk.
The Las Vegas Aces are headed to the White House. President Biden and the First Lady will host the 2022 WNBA champs next month to celebrate their victory. And they aren't the only champs headed to D.C. The 2022 World Series Houston Astros will also head to the White House next month to celebrate their win. New research out on the dangers of hitting a soccer ball with your head. Scientists found that striking a ball with your head may be associated with cognitive impairment later in life, including dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 a.m. and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago.